Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Family Answer Man. For this is a second show. For those of you who had an opportunity to hear the first one, you'll notice that there has been some significant improvement. We now have introductory music, so I can just really see the rate we're going. We might actually have a studio to record this thing in about 8 years from now, so I think we're doing pretty well. Okay, phone lines are now open. Phone number is 855-279-3758. Once again, that's a toll-free number. So we're picking up the tab for that call. 855-279-3758. Now, for those of you who this is the first time listening to it, just want to let you know this is an educational show designed to discuss any topics related to family relationships, marriage, parenting, the whole thing. But it does not take the place of psychotherapy. If you want that, you got to pay for it. So that's something you can do on your own. I do that all day long, but this is just an educational show with information, so on any topics related to that, but don't think that it takes the place of psychotherapy. Okay, the show is going to be airing Monday nights and Thursday nights Pacific time at 8 p.m. So that's 8 o'clock Mondays and Thursdays. We were looking at every night, but schedule just wouldn't allow it. I'm too tired at the end of working 12-hour days, so it's not going to happen right now. A little bit about me. I'm a licensed family therapist, been in practice for 20 years. So I'm not one of those talk show hosts, therapists who've been doing this for the last 10, 15 years and haven't been in office really dealing with actual problems for years. I do it every day, so the stuff I'm telling you is real and what's going on right now. I also work at Juvenile Hall for the kids who didn't get the help they needed before they got themselves into trouble. And I also do parenting workshops all over mostly Southern California, open to going outside of Southern California if the price is right. The parenting workshops are based on my book titled Respect Your Children, which generally brings up a conversation in itself. When people hear that title, they become somewhat concerned, thinking that, what do you mean respect your children? They should be respecting me. And so that's sort of a whole thing about role modeling respect, because in reality, we can't make anybody respect us. For more information about the workshops, or if you have any questions you want to submit during the week that you want me to address during the show, you can hit me up on Twitter at Family Answer Man, not the Family Answer Man, but just Family Answer Man. Once again, lines are open right now, 855-279-3758. When you call, please give your first name and your question. We don't want to get into last names, so anybody knows who you really are. In the upcoming weeks, I will be having a variety of guests who are experts on various topics pertaining to family issues and concerns, including someone who is assistant principal at a very large high school. We'll be talking about educational issues. We'll have psychologists. We'll have people here addressing issues of religion and its impact on the family. So there's going to be some interesting topics as we progress on here. Tonight's topic is going to be dating and marriage. So this is my chance right now to talk a little bit of some of my thoughts about dating and marriage and some of the common mistakes that I see. While I'm talking, please feel free to go ahead and call. Once again, 855-279-3758. One of the big problems that I see a lot in when people come see me for marriage counseling, is, you know, the variety of issues. One of the first questions I ask them is, how were things when the two of you were dating? And very often I'll hear comments to the effect of, well, yeah, he had that problem then, but I really thought things were going to get better when we got married. Big mistake, okay? You cannot change someone. People are not going to change, number one. Number two, people are as good as they're ever going to be when you're dating them, okay? So if there's a problem when you're dating, it's only going to get worse after you get married. Think about this. You're going to interview for a job. So maybe you just recently graduated college and you're interviewing somewhere and you've gone online to find out about this company. You know all about it, the direction it's going in. You know some of the officers, their mission statement, all these sort of things. You show up on time for the interview. You're ready. You're dressed up in your suit and tie or nice dress and high heels and the whole thing, and you put your best foot forward. It's like, as you really want this job. Now fast forward 5 years, and you've had that job. And you show up, you're a few minutes late, and you're just like, oh, gosh, I can't wait till this day is over. I am just, I'm so burnt out with this place. I'm just doing my time, okay? Same thing. You are the best you're ever going to be when you were at that interview. When a person is engaged or trying to get someone to marry them or move the relationship forward, I mean, they're putting their best foot forward. This is it. Once they're married, if you think that they're going to suddenly improve after they've already caught what they're trying to catch, you have another thing coming. So if you're in a relationship and there are already issues before you get married, you better take a serious look, because it ain't going to get any better after you get married. Some of the things that I see is abuse, for example. I see people who, women come in, and even in dating, and say, well, this guy, you know, he's a little bit, he is, sometimes he talks down to me a bit. He even hit me one time, but he said he was sorry, and I don't think that's really going to be an issue. You know, if you have someone who's physically assaulting you or has even mildly physically assaulted you before you're married, man, you better turn and run. And for guys who are saying, well, you know what, this, you know, my fiance, she's somewhat condescending. Sometimes she puts me down, you know, what I do, makes fun of me or something like that. Okay, that's just the beginning. You need to take a serious look at what direction you're heading in. One of the biggest things, the reasons we do this, like, why would I get involved with someone who treats me this way? It's a saying. It's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. Self-fulfilling prophecy is, this is all I know. You know, you always hear those terms, oh, someone has daddy issues or mommy issues or something like that. There's a lot of truth to that. You know, if I grow up, young girl, let's say, she's got a dad who's abusive or who neglects her or who treats her poorly and things like that, that becomes the norm. It's not like, you know, as a child, we don't know what's normal and what's not normal. If we're treated a certain way all the time, we begin to believe this is normal. So therefore, when I start dating someone, I'm going to find a person who's basically going to treat me the same way that I was treated when I was a kid, because that's what I know, that's what I'm familiar with. And unless I get some genuine help beforehand, it's just going to continue. And then you have people who, where there's abuse in the relationship, and it just goes on, and they don't want to leave. And I've talked to a lot of women who've been, say, physically abused for years. And we talk about, why don't you get out of this relationship? And the bottom line is, for them, for so many, it's the fear of the unknown is scarier than the abuse they're going through now. Because even though they know they don't like what they're doing, what's going on right now, to them it's like, but I don't know what to expect. If I find someone else, it could be worse. So that fear of the unknown is scarier than the abuse that they're currently in. And then when they finally get the courage to go and actually end a relationship that's abusive or something like that, unless they get help and figure out what's going on, all they're doing is trading in the face. They're trading in the face for another person who's going to abuse them in another way. You might go from someone who's physically abusive to someone who is emotionally abusive, verbally abusive. You know, it runs the whole gambit, but just thinking that you're going to leave one relationship and start another one because someone is like that, I can promise you, you're almost guaranteed to end up in a similar sort of situation unless you make some serious effort to make the changes you need to make. And bear in mind, it takes a lot of years to get to the point you're at. You may have been in a situation where you're at home for 18 years and then boyfriends or girlfriends who continue that pattern, and then marriage for maybe years, and you think, well, you know, all right, that makes sense. I'll just change. It doesn't work that way. It takes a long time when you're talking about 15, 20, 30 years of living life one way and knowing this is the way it is to then suddenly try to make a change and in a healthy direction. So it doesn't just happen on its own. It takes time. It takes effort, and it takes the right kind of support system. And that's the kind of those are the kind of things that you need to be in therapy. That's not something that calling in a talk show is going to suddenly make everything okay. It may turn some lights on, like, wow, I need to do this. But it's not going to be the tools that you need. Once again, the toll-free number, 855-279-3758. So that's my thoughts on it. If you have any thoughts, go ahead and call in right now, or once again, Twitter, respect your... wrong Twitter. Change it. Scratch that. Twitter is Family Answer Man. Respect Your Children is the name of my book. Hard for me to forget that one. Okay, no callers on the phone right now, so we're going to go ahead and end the show. But we will continue again next Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific. Hope you can join us. If you think this show was helpful, some of the thoughts we talked about, please post the information. It'll be available, a recording of it on the Facebook page, on my name, Jay Fitter. Look at Facebook. You'll be able to download that. You can also post it on your own Facebook page to allow some of your other friends to listen to it if you think it is beneficial. This is Jay Fitter signing off. You all have a good evening.